Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome.
Well, good morning.
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Day.
These dark creatures of the night.
Black cat.
A black cat.
Captivate our imaginations around Halloween time.
A black cat went past us.
What appears to be a black cat.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
He is one hep black cat.
Let's get this show started.
It's showtime.
Certainly is. Good morning. It's 6:02. Chase is out for a couple of days. Good morning, Annie. Are you
good morning?
Are you superstitious about black cats? No. Is that a no? You're not.
I see them. What?
Are you or are you not superstitious about black cats?
A little bit.
A little bit. I'm not. I like black cats. In fact, my favorite black cat is Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. I could watch that movie just to see her. 6:02. Foggy this morning. What's up?
This truck needs a half tank. These wheels.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:25. Now Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase jumping into the odds and ends. The Gap says they're going to close a bunch of their stores. In fact, about 350 of the Gap stores will close over the next couple of years. Most of those located in malls. You know, the Rona, the fact that malls don't do as well as they used to, all right. Those kinds of things, reasons for the closing. But mainly, they say it's because of the coronavirus.
Because the Gap's expensive and nobody wants to shop there.
Well, you know, I don't get to the mall very much, and I'm not a big Gap shopper. I don't remember the last time I was in a Gap, so
no, yeah.
I'll never miss it.
Yeah, me either.
Papa John's has that jack-o'-lantern pizza again this year.
Ooh.
The Halloween pizzas resemble pumpkins and have a pepperoni smiley face and pepperoni covering the crust. Sounds delicious.
If you get the, I don't know if they all come thin crust or if I'm imagining that, but they are so good. Just like, I don't know what it is about their thin crust. It's just, yeah, I'm going to order one of those.
Yeah, that's the kind of pizza you eat, all the pizza, then you get the crust, you dip it in the ranch.
Mmm, yes.
Hormel, speaking of ranch, is now selling ranch dressing flavored thick cut bacon.
Ooh.
It is available at Walmart. Get you some today. If you do, I want to know how it is.
I was going to say, I've had like Food Lion brand bacon ranch, and it's not bad, so I bet Hormel's probably pretty good.
This is actually bacon that is ranch flavored.
Oh, I'm so backwards. Okay, well, yeah, we'll have to try that.
Ranch dressing flavored thick cut bacon. So you've got the bacon with the ranch flavoring in the bacon, so.
I'm taking notes.
I don't know if that's any good or not, but if you try it, let me know. I'd like to know. Well, if you've tried pumpkin flavored everything else, there's pumpkin spice everything out there. And just when you think you've tried everything that's available, well, here comes a new one. And I bet you never thought of this one either. There's always a new one. The newest random product that someone spotted on sale is pumpkin pie milk. It's made by the convenience store chain Rooters, that's mainly in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia. There's no word on how it tastes. A picture of the bottle here. It's a very attractive package, very attractively packaged bottle. I have absolutely no desire to try it whatsoever, but I'm not into these big thoughts. I'm not into that pumpkin spice thing the way a lot of people are.
Right.
I mean, you know, I know that there's so many people, they can't wait for the first leaf to fall or the first cool breeze to come along so they can start pounding all this pumpkin spice stuff. And then it comes out earlier and earlier every year. Speaking of things that come out earlier every year, we talk about how things come out early. Eggnog showed up in the stores earlier this year. You can also get pumpkin spice flavored eggnog if you're interested in some of that.
Ugh.
Do you like eggnog at all?
Oh, I love eggnog. I just don't like pumpkin spice flavored anything.
My favorite is the vanilla spice eggnog from Southern Comfort. It's non-alcoholic, but you can mix it. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You say you'll be down in 5.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 632. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Chase off a couple of days. Today is National American Beer Day. That's National American Beer Day. There are many famous American beers. I wonder how many beer brands there are total in the world. That would be a large number.
Absolutely.
We're only concerned about the American-made beers. In fact, I want to do a little beer quiz. Annie loves beer.
I do.
What's your favorite brand?
Oh, I'm just a basic girl. I like Michelob Ultra.
Mick Ultra, that's her favorite. Another famous American beer. We're going to give her a little quiz. And if you want to compete against her in this little quiz, this is a little quick thing for fun. I'll name off some beers, and then you'll be able to have to tell us whether or not they're American beers or not. 680-WOLF, if you want to do it. If you're up early this morning, want to have a little fun, why not? 633. BB Rexa, FGL.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Baby, we'll roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it.
Yeah, I'm calling about the beer.
How you doing, man?
What's up?
Well, we just trying to make it through it. Make it through a Tuesday here. I hope you're doing good. Listen, here's the deal. We'll ask both of you some questions about American beer. Basically, all you have to do is tell me whether or not this beer is an American beer or not. Can you do it?
Yep.
All right, Annie, are you ready?
I am. What's his name?
What's your name?
My name's Benji.
All right, Benji. You get that?
I did.
Benji, here we go. I'll start with... Annie, you tell me whether she's right or wrong, okay?
Aye.
Annie, Yingling beer, American beer or not an American beer?
American.
Is she correct?
She is correct.
Yes, Benji, you are right from Pennsylvania. Number two, National Bohemian beer. Annie, is that an American beer or not?
I'm going to say not.
She says not. Is she correct or incorrect?
I'm going to say she's correct.
No National Bohemian beer is made in Baltimore, Maryland.
Trick question.
It is, isn't it? Next, Bex beer.
What the heck is Bex?
Bex beer. Is it American or is it not?
We're going to go not.
She says Bex beer is not American. What do you say, Benji?
I'm going to say she's wrong.
No, she's wrong. Wait a minute. Did you say American? It was American?
I says not.
Not. She's right. It's German beer. See, that's another tricky question because Bex just sounds like an American thing.
Right.
All right. Next, Narragansett beer. Is that an American beer or not?
No.
She says it is not. What do you say, Benji?
I say she's correct.
No, it's made in Massachusetts.
What
I said it correctly. Massachusetts. Fine, let's do one more. Blue Moon Belgian White. Is that an American beer or not?
Look, I know that one, but I don't know. I'm going to say no.
She says no. Is she right or wrong?
She's wrong.
Blue Moon Belgian White is made in Colorado.
I should have known.
All right, Benji, nice job. Thanks for calling, man. I hope you have an awesome day. Be careful out there in that fog.
You too, brother. Thank you.
All right, I'll see you. Bye.
All right, bye.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. There's Gabby Barrett and I Hope. 6:44 the time. Foggy this morning. First Responder Friday returns on Friday.
Yay.
Go to 931wolfcountry.com and nominate a first responder. Tomorrow is National First Responder Day, too, by the way. So let's make sure you recognize our first responders. I see them out there. I thought about it every day. I see them out there. Last night, I went out to run some errands. I came back, you know, looked like half the fire department was at in the parking lot of a business. I mean, I always wonder what's going on, what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And I always think, oh, I hope somebody's not hurt, or, you know, because you see that ambulance roll up and it's like, oh, man. They're out there working every single day. And if you know somebody making a difference, please go ahead and nominate them. And nominate a Parks hero, too, for a chance for them to win $5,000. Parks Chevrolet doing kind of a cool thing, doing somebody a favor of $5,000.
That's right. And when we say first responder, we mean anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody that's helping anybody out there, not just policemen and firemen.
Yeah. Nurses, doctors, you name it. So right. Think about who you know that might be deserving of recognition and go to the website at 931wolfcountry.com. That Parks Hero thing is awesome. Thanks, Parks Chevrolet. $5,000 for somebody out there. So deserving. For more information on the First Responder Friday and all that good stuff, go to the website at 931wolfcountry.com.
Hey, baby.
The Wolf.
Switching and saving with your local GEICO agent sure is easy. Even easier than binge-watching a bad TV series. You watch one just to make fun of it.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Bet them good vibes. We need them. Today is Tuesday. Why am I thinking about tacos right now? Not that I wouldn't think about them any other day of the week either, because I love me some tacos. And I don't care. It could be crunchy. It could be soft. I don't care. I'm good. Either way.
Tacos. They go great with beer. And it's American Beer Day.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty much my good vibes. I did, Dale, go to Goodwill and get things for my Halloween costume.
You've started.
So, yes.
Good for you.
I did buy some other stuff, too, and I started crafting on that last night. But
see, no. You got to prioritize. You've got Halloween coming up. Push that stuff to another pile and get cracking on this costume. So you've been very secretive about it. Very secretive. I'm starting to wonder what it's all about. Is this a costume that when put together collectively is one costume, like it's a his and hers deal, but you make one thing when the two of you are together?
No.
It's
just a literal famous couple costume. It's a throwback costume.
Oop, throwback.
And it involves a lot of denim.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to see what it is. Hey, my good vibes is a story I saw about this guy named Daniel Coble. He works at the food line over on Woody Mill Road. That's off Liberty Road. And even through the mask, you can see the smile. It's like ear to ear. He's just lighting people up over there. They're loving him. They're really going online and giving him some props and some salutes. And I think it's awesome. He's in there every day making sure those carts are clean and ready to go when you come in. And he says he just loves being out there and all those people that come in. He's a people person.
Aw, he sounds like a sweetheart.
And he's making other people persons too. Sometimes you can turn somebody into a people person, you know, with your good vibes.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on, lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Here, 5.
Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Oh, I can't resist those tipsy, heartbroken eyes. There's Stephanie Quayle and What You Drinking About. It's 7:24. Let's start talking about the best neighborhoods for trick-or-treat, because there are just certain neighborhoods in every town across this land that just get known for being the great neighborhood for trick-or-treating.
Yep.
And when I lived in Washington, D.C., when we bought the house, I was unaware that we had bought the house in the trick-or-treat capital of America.
I got to say, when we moved into our new house, I needed the neighborhood to have like an epic trick-or-treat. I never lived in one like that, so I absolutely needed to have that.
Well, you're big into Halloween. You love it. I could care less. But we get in this, you know, people start saying, hey, listen, this, and in September, okay, early September, you need to start buying candy now. You need to start, every time you go to the store, buy candy.
What?
Yeah, because Halloween in this neighborhood is unbelievable.
Seriously?
Yes. So people in that neighborhood, starting in September, every trip to the grocery store would buy some candy. Even before the Halloween stuff was out and available, they were buying other, buying a bag of fun size or whatever to have. And they were all stuck. And you had to sit on that. It was a line at every house. It was absolute pandemonium from the time it started to the time it was over. I don't know how much we spent on candy. It was unbelievable. I didn't know.
I can't imagine, because $15 bags.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest I could find. It's ridiculous.
I didn't know a single one of those kids either. Here, take your gun. Hey, I've got an idea, too. If you want a little social distancing fun and you've got a Hot Wheels track at home, you can set the Hot Wheels track up and slide the candy down the Hot Wheels track to the kids off the end of the porch. That's fun.
I've seen a lot of them. I'm doing a table at the end of the driveway, making up the treat bags. That way it's a take and go, you know? No touching, social distancing. I'm respecting other people's wishes.
Listen at you. So responsible. So inventive you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you have that neighborhood, I feel your pain. You've probably been buying candy for 2 months, getting ready for Saturday night. And it's on Saturday night. And you know, how old is too old? You know, you see these 16-year-old kids come up with a pillowcase, you know, and a paper bag over their head. Trick or treat.
I got a strong opinion on that. If these kids want to go out and do it, let them have the candy. I mean, they're not getting in trouble. They're not TPing your house or in drunk driving somewhere. They want to just get some free candy.
Now, do you know that your neighborhood is going to be epic this Halloween, or are you assuming it is?
Well, I picked this neighborhood, one, because I grew up in it, but two, because I knew the deal, okay? This is a trick-or-treating zone, and Next Door App's been confirming that, so I'm very excited.
You are probably the only person in the world who would choose a home and neighborhood based on the amount of trick-or-treaters you thought you were going to get.
Look, I grew up in a neighborhood where you could go trick-or-treating. You had other neighborhood kids. Then I've lived in two neighborhoods as a teenager / adult that had zero trick-or-treating, close neighbors. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. If I'm not going out, I still want to give out candy. And if you're not coming by, this is heartbreaking. So that was our big thing. We're finding a freaking neighborhood that has trick-or-treaters.
And you've done it. You're expecting loads of trick-or-treaters.
You better. I spent a lot of money on candy.
And I'm going to give it all away. Because if you don't give it all away, what do you have to do? You have to eat it, right?
Yeah, and then the dentist comes into that. Yeah, I'm just spending time.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:35. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Minus Chase, who's got a few days off. He'll be back in a couple of days. Best triad neighborhoods for trick-or-treating. Jersey, the neighborhood gets hammered. Can't get enough candy. Where's it all going to come from? Yeah, I get it. The display at the stores, unbelievable. I think there's going to be a lot of candy that is not sold this year. I really think there's going to be an issue with that.
I feel like that's every year, though. So, you know, that's why they put it all, tons of it on discount. There's going to be tons of leftover candy corn, I'm sure.
Anyway, it's 7:36. Neighborhoods, text us. Let us know. You can text us at 680-WOLF.
I got a few things here posted up on social. Someone said, I used to go to Starling Ridge in Archdale. Don't know if they're having it this year, but they normally give out the best candy. Someone said Rural Hall. I'm guessing the whole town of Rural Hall gives out good candy.
Also,
I know for sure someone posted, Lauren Anderson, she posted about Kernersville, Abington. Huge, huge, huge neighborhood. Big houses. Lots of good trick-or-treating. I know that my neighborhood's doing it over here on off of Sedge Garden. There's a ton of neighborhoods around Kernersville that are, too. And the Authors in Kernersville is another good one. They normally give out the full-size candy. But I know for sure, if you're unsure, go ahead and download, if you don't already have it, the Nextdoor app, because a lot of people, like even in my neighborhood, are posting about it still every single day. It's like, is there trick-or-treating? I missed future or, you know, past posts kind of thing. Check it out, because a lot of people are trick-or-treating, and you know, you might just get lucky and score big because other people don't know that you're trick-or-treating.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And if you know a neighborhood, or if it's your neighborhood, you can continue to let us know. We'll pull a list together. You can text at 680. We'll post it up on social media. We'll be looking for you. And I'll be at your house Saturday night with a pillowcase and a bag over my head. Big, huge finish. Jason Aldean, Crazy Town. 7:40, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase on a Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hope your Thursday, hope your Tuesday's going great. We're almost to Halloween. You ready? You got all that candy you're going to need? Annie says she does. She says he's ready to go.
See? I'm overly stocked.
Well, it's Tuesday and only 3 more days to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Atkinson, North Carolina. Population 359.
Salute!
The Wolf.
Music.
For one of them girls. One of them girls.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:51. It's cake time.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be some.
Birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, you share your birthday with Samantha Logan, who's 23. She plays Olivia Baker in All American. Kelly Osbourne is 36. John Cleese is 81. He is a Monty Python superstar. Marla Maples is 57. She is former Mrs. Donald Trump. And Lee Greenwood is 78. And he's best known for what, Dale?
Well, God Bless the USA, among many other hits. Almost 80, 78 today.
Yeah, wow. Okay, some local birthdays. Jamie Ashland of Stoneville. Kylina Jinks of Winston-Salem. Jonathan Trent of Lexington. Brittany Pulliam of Wilkesboro. Haley Monk of Walkertown. And our pal Timmy with an I. And my neighbor, she's so sweet. And right next door, Monica, happy birthday to you. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Cole Swindell, and hope you get lonely tonight. It is almost 8:05, time to head off to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News time. Now, I got to say, I like this guy's approach to an alien invasion. Step one, you must report the invasion to the authorities. Step two, okay. If the authorities don't step up to save humanity, you handle things yourself. So James Florent of Vero Beach, Florida, decided that he may have to do just that. James is 28 years old, and he called 911 around 1:45 in the morning on Friday to report something serious. He said he was, quote, seeing aliens, little ones, flying low to the ground. Well, he thought the police should come take care of the aliens, but if they didn't, he would have to, quote, go all Independence Day on them. In other words, he'd take care of the aliens himself if the police didn't come and handle things. The cops did come to see the aliens. They didn't find any. they did see James out in the yard of his house, drunk as a skunk, and in possession of a number of controlled substances.
Of course.
He was arrested for misuse of 911 and a number of other charges. So, no, there weren't any low-flying aliens, as far as we know, going over Florida. Now, there could have been. I don't want to completely discount his sighting. Maybe he did see something.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to give me those drugs that he was on, I'll try them all, too, and we'll see if I see little green men.
Or green women.
And now it's time for
Five things you need to know.
So with Chase being gone, of course, I'm covering the five things, and he left me a bunch of stuff to tell you guys about. And of course, the very first thing is something about NASA. So here we
go. The final frontier.
So NASA announced its newest discovery yesterday. They have found, the NASA scientists have found, that there's more water on the moon than they thought was there. And this discovery that water might be distributed across the entire lunar surface means that it's not just in certain places, which is also the possibility that it could be accessible as a human resource.
Last guy on the moon spilled a bottle of water. It's still hanging around up there. I'm not buying any of that.
They said it was like in little tiny balls that would fill up like a 16-ounce bottle or something. I don't know. Whatever space.
One of my friends posted on Facebook when he saw this yesterday, said, how could we have discovered water on the moon when we faked the moon landing?
So true.
One of the crew, one of the lighting guys dropped a bottle of water. I don't know.
Had to have been. You know, I don't think it should be accessible as a human resource. You know me, all hippy-dippy. Let's just keep away from the moon. Let the natural thing of nature do its thing up there. Leave it alone.
Because you think we're throwing off the vibes. We're throwing off the celestial vibes.
Yeah, right, exactly, whatever that means. That's what we're doing. So a software engineer launched a website, which is the coolest thing ever. It's called McBroken.com, and it tracks every broken McDonald's ice cream machine across the country in real time.
I love that.
Yeah. You could actually, like, when you go to it, there's a zoomable map there, and it has the locations of all the McDonald's marked. And if they're green, they're good to go. Ice cream machine's working. If they're red, they're out.
My guess is there's not a lot of green.
I haven't looked. I need to double check on that because I'm curious. But the guy who built it, he built a bot, and it adds ice cream to his online cart across thousands of McDonald's locations every 30 minutes. And if it won't let him order, he knows that the machine is down.
Oh, very smart.
No doubt. I think that's so cool, though.
I gave up. I just don't go in there. I don't ever go for a shake or a Blizzard or a McFlurry. Don't ever do it anymore.
And they've got a great hot fudge sundae. That's the bummer there. You know, you're just always going to miss out.
I gave up.
So with the holiday season being right around the corner, you know, a lot of places are hiring, a lot of seasonal stuff. But a really cool one here is the Greensboro Science Center. They're hiring for their, you know, seasonal part-time help. For their winter wonder lights, which I've never seen, but I've looked it up and it looks so pretty and cool. Kind of like their own take on the Festival of Lights, but with everything going on at the Greensboro Science Center. So, you know, if you have some holiday spirit and a flexible schedule, you can go to their Facebook page. They've got a link in there to apply.
Wow. I didn't know about that, but now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I love the holiday stuff.
I'm going to like, it's the holiday season. And Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girly. Okay, sorry.
Not till after Thanksgiving. That's my rule. Right. let's see. Kernersville is still hosting their haunted walking tour. So if you're looking for something to get in the spooky season, that's going to go on this weekend. Yeah, it's Friday through Sunday, the last few days of doing it. They're doing it at 7 p.m. every night. You can go to the Kernersville Museum and purchase your tickets there, cash only. But they walk you through downtown Kernersville and you hear the true tales of all the things that go bump in the night.
Okay. All right.
You're looking for something different, it should be fun. And lastly, here is our fun fact for National, what is it? American Beer Day
it's
or whatever.
National American Beer Day. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Sorry. So the world's most expensive beer, let me see if I can get this right, cost $503,300, something like that. But anyways, It's called Snake Venom. Holds the title for the strongest beer in the world. Also the most expensive. And it was brewed in 1875 for an Antarctic expedition. It makes it a collector's item. And although you can't drink it because it's been steeping for so long, over 50 different bidders from eBay fought over it.
Hey. I can't. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm constantly amazed at what people blow their dough on.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff. We're flushing, flushing, flushing stuff. Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff. Yeah, flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
I need a Tylenol. You guys know.
I hate it.
You guys know how much I hate that.
It's great.
All right. Flushing stuff today, trunk or treat. Are we flushing trunk or treat? Are we keeping trunk or treat? I'll go ahead and start.
Okay.
Not a fan of the trunk or treat. Now,
what?
I'm speaking partly as a child and partly as a parent. Let me go back to my childhood.
Okay.
Off to a trunk or treat. I wasn't that excited about it to begin with.
With wagons and horses, it makes it kind of hard.
I know, man. Except the chuck wagon. I like that one.
Yeah, right.
So I go, and of course, there's a lot of people you know at the trunk or treat. And I ended up getting a lot of fruit and Three Musketeers.
Oh!
I was very disappointed. Flash forward many years later, I have my own children. At this time, it's my oldest who is very young, but old enough to talk and communicate and eat candy. We go to the trunk or treat. He gets several Three Musketeers bars. After trying one, he says to me, "Dad, I don't like Three Musketeers." I said, "Son, you are going to be just fine." So that's why I'm just sort of against the trunk or treat. I'm out.
Okay. So I think I'm going to definitely win this segment. We're not flushing trunk or treat, okay? Coming as a mother in the first place, it's safe. You're not worried about crossing a busy street, not being dark. You're in a well-lit parking lot around other people who wanted to be there for your child to provide a safe environment to go trick/trunk or treating.
Okay.
All treats, no tricks at a trunk or treat, okay?
Okay.
The best part about it, too, is that you're not necessarily walking around a neighborhood with people you don't know.
Right.
Most of the time people go to a trunk or treat and it's at a church or it's your church or it's your community that's doing it. So you know these people, they're your neighbors, or you just know in general, you're pretty much going to go to a trunk or treat at a church. You're going to be safe. So there we go. I think trunk or treats should be keeping.
All right. What say you? Christian's on the line. Go, buddy.
Trick or treat for teens and the trunk or treat for kids.
Trunk or treat for kids, and the older kids go trick or treating because you think the trunk or treating is safer for the kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because the parents can actually watch their kids, and once they get older, they somewhat trust their kids, and they mature.
All right, Christian. Thanks for weighing in, buddy. Appreciate it. You have an awesome day out there.
You too. Appreciate it.
So we need to know your opinion on this, not just Dale's, okay? Should we keep the trunk or treat? Should we flush? Now, going off what Christian and I say, Dale, I'm sorry. We win, so there's no flushing of the trunk or treats.
Okay. Can I flush trunk or treats that hand out fruit and Three Musketeers?
Yes.
Flush them! Yeah. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:42. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase taking a couple of days off. Gotta tell you, over the weekend, Sunday, I made a batch of this cranberry orange dip that I normally make only during the holidays, but I found fresh cranberries, and you have to have fresh cranberries for it.
Right.
And I made it, and I've eaten way too much of it.
Look at you, Betty Crocker. What are you dipping in it?
Well, you use Ritz crackers because the salty and the sweet together dip is delicious. And it doesn't sound good. It's oranges, cranberries, a shot of orange juice, and either sugar or stevia or whatever you use, you know, to sweeten. I've eaten way too much of it.
Oh, let me tell you something. Speaking of Ritz, the other day I took Ritz. I dipped them in white chocolate.
Yes, you did, because you're a pro.
I am, and then I put pistachios on top.
Stop talking to me.
It was so good, Dale.
Oh my God, that sounds so delicious. I could eat like 100 of them right now.
That buttery crispness from the Ritz and the saltiness and the nuttiness from the pistachios and all the sweet of the white chocolate. Yes.
It's time to start talking about how we're going to make all those treats. The eating season has begun.
93.1 The Wolf with more new country for Asheboro, Greensboro.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. And you're playing hard to forget.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. All the news that is news in Annie's neighborhood. It's next door news. What do you got, Annie?
Oh, so I don't, you know, I just... I'm only here to report, so don't shoot the messenger. But as you know, people are gearing up. We're getting ready for Halloween. And I was swiping through the Nextdoor app today, and we all know that Halloween is quickly approaching. All of the hoods here in Cave Vegas are getting ready for the holiday with their crazy decorations. We've got spider webs that are giant and, you know, ghosts hanging from trees and the blow-up figurines and most importantly, the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Just about every porch around here are donned with a fat orange gourd or two. And now just in time for Halloween... there's a different kind of porch pirate roaming the streets of our hoods. So, Jenny from the block.
I see what you did there. I like that.
Thought you'd like that. She shared a video from her security camera of a couple of teenagers stealing pumpkins off of her porch the other night.
No.
Yes.
Stealing the pumpkins? That's terrible.
Awful. And they're just a couple bucks at the store. Like, go buy your own. Anyways, a few other neighbors chimed in on her post and said their homes had been hit, too. So I'm not sure what these two dudes in the video were thinking, whether they thought this was just a funny prank, like they clearly like the trick into this whole trick-or-treating thing, or who knows what the hell they're going to do with all these pumpkins. Can you imagine? I mean, they had to have stolen at least 15, 20 pumpkins. Like, what are you doing with these?
Making pies. We're making pies.
Right. Yeah, sure they are. So what we do know is that these two idiots... running around, got a dose of Insta Karma, which is my favorite, because one of the Nimrods dropped their wallet at the scene of the crime.
Oh, perfect.
Right. So, Jason Linville of Glen Meadows, we're calling you out.
right here on the radio.
Right here on the radio. They called him all over the Nextdoor News app there. So, he's 22, and he's clearly still living at home with a mama. This has turned into a bit of a situation because thanks to Jenny posting up all of poor Jason's personal information has resulted in people bombing Jason's yard with pumpkins now. Smashed and whole. There's a whole mess.
Here's a guy stealing pumpkins. They're mad about stealing the pumpkins. Now people are wasting money buying pumpkins to smash into his yard.
Basically. Yeah. That's...
I get it, though. He deserves a dose of karma. There's no doubt about it. I'm all for it.
Too true. And, you know, other neighbors are posting where they've dropped off the pumpkin here at Jason's house. And they leave notes on, like, they wrote on the pumpkins, like, boo, you suck, or other stuff like that. And they wrote, we thought since you stole ours, you must have really needed them. I just feel really bad for Jason's mom. And I have a strong feeling that Jason will be paying restitution in tenfold. That or they're going to be the next pumpkin patch next year. Because if they lose, you know, all those smashed pumpkins in the yard, we're going to see a lot of growth in a year. we need some of that stolen plant energy from the other week where the lady said, hey, it's not with the original owner, Grandma, so go ahead and kill it.
Yeah.
So, right. We need some of that energy to go towards Jason and his pumpkins now in his front yard.
Yeah.
If you got a porch pirate in your neighborhood or, you know, one of those awful people that are telling you your mailbox is 2 inches too high off the ground, let me know, because we've got to spread this. We need to know the neighborhood drama. You can text us, 336-680-WOLF, or DM me at 93.1. The Wolf, I want to hear what you got.
Don't be afraid to throw down the HOA gauntlet now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.